Hey, this is Russ Dizdar. Listen, welcome to October 23rd. This is ShatterTheDarkness.net on Friday, 6 p.m. But listen, tonight we're not live. We are out of the city area, down into another city, Mansfield, Ohio. And there on Friday night, Saturday, and even Sunday morning, we're going to end up doing about 6, 7, maybe 8 hours of training in the area of spiritual warfare, the ramping up at the end of these days, and the supernatural engagement that's going on everywhere. I want you to know that we took time to pray and ask God to give us kind of a podcast that they would put up as part 4 of the series that we've been doing on Armageddon. Armageddon's a serious thing. Armageddon involves the world. Armageddon involves politicians. Armageddon involves military. It involves the nations. It involves the lives of billions. And it's on its way right now. That's what we've been trying to say the last 3 nights, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Back on those days, we dealt with the future revealed and the concept that they want to kill God. We dealt with planetary and supernatural defense weapons and super soldiers, and also the shadows, the spirits that would guide weapons developers in the creation of the most, well, the most supernaturally and technologically advanced military system in human history. Now, we're on the way. We really are. And we've talked about the globalism. We've talked about the New Age. We've talked about the spirit that is behind this rise to a unified world, kind of like the way in beaten down, economically suppressed Germany was after the war, where there was a great need, a great cry, a great pain, and a great national yearning. But instead of turning to the living God, there was a turning to the secret societies, to the spirits that would guide and grant them insights. Yes, those same Planos spirits that would guide, and the demonic revelation that would bring about political ideology that would fuel the Nazi Party, that would inspire the nation under the, well, energized, charged Adolf Hitler. There's no question that there was a spiritual presence and power behind him and the regime. There was super secrecy behind what they were developing, the powers that be in that day and that hour enveloped a nation, guided a nation that had rallies and that cheered and that fainted at the mere sight of Adolf Hitler. A nation that believed that they were coming to supremacy. A nation that believed that they could build a master race of super soldiers to enforce the Nazi regime for 1,000 years. There are so many similarities in the development of Nazi Germany as there are right now in the development of the New Age, the globalism, the political and military environment, with all of the world's dysfunction, decentralization, destabilization of its environmental perplexities and propaganda, of its economic thievery and the scarfing of billions and trillions of dollars. It's somewhere out there for someone to use. You can feel it in the air. Millions do worldwide. Discussions all over the internet. The billions of bytes of information on the web put out by the WebBot Project also predict catastrophic events. Well, we've talked about all the streams that deal with New Age, Luciferian, Mayan, Mason, Albert Pike. All of it lends itself to the concept of a great chaotic time. Catastrophe, chaos, great destruction of humanity and of nations and of the environment, almost to the point that people are going to think the world has come to an end. See, the Spirit of God has laid out just prior to the rise of what is called the Anthropos Anomos, the man of lawlessness, the Antichrist. just prior to the rise is a great rebellion, a great revolt, a great event, kind of a multinational, maybe even on a worldwide scale, a bloodbath, kind of like the picture of the red horseman, Revelation 6. Now, it's going to happen by man's muscle and man's mind, by man's technology and man's machinery. We can't stop it because it's all guided by a force, the prince of the power of the eros, the atmosphere surrounding the world, the spirit who is now supernaturally operative, whose targets are political leaders, military leaders, millions that would be joining in, the kings of the earth, the nations, and the critical mass of peoples. Now, we looked at Psalm chapter 2 in the prophecy from 3,000 years ago. We looked at Revelation 16 and the revelation that God has given of a global class, the pinnacle of ritual satanic warfare or sending of powers. We're not talking about just somebody raising powers for themselves. We're not talking about, again, just somebody playing with the shadows and spirit guides and tarot cards. We are now talking about the full force of the ancient dragon. And you can study it in Revelation 16 and see the incredible... I mean, listen, if you're a New Ager, you've got to know, if you're deep in that Luciferian stream, in that New Age stream, in that deep occultic stream, that there is some kind of sense among the New Age leaders of a global class, well, spiritual wave. And I believe there's going to be two, one at the Great Chaos and another at the end of days. There is no Armageddon without the sheer spiritual power that gathers the united world, marked, worshiping the image, dedicated to the cause of Antichristo, the instead of Christ. And listen, just like Nazi Germany embraced deceiving, seducing imposter spirits in their day, and their political ideology was nothing more than humans being baited and led to the slaughter in service of this ancient dragon in the attempted annihilation of an entire class, nation, race of people, the Jews. There was a spiritual reason for that. There's a spiritual reason for the second attempt coming up. As I've said in the others, there is no advance to the kingdom of God without the power of God. And I will say it again to all believers in Christ out there, there is no advance to the globalization, to the political and military unification. There is no great revolt, black awakening, chaos, whatever you want to call it, and no rise of Antichrist, and no Armageddon, without the pinnacle, the unprecedented power of Satan, the most supernaturally ramped up time in human history. Now, we have been on that frog in the kettle approach. Now it's more than ever. And let me say this, if you're on the wrong side of the fence when it comes to spiritual source, where does your spirituality come from? Where does your spiritual inspiration come from? Listen, Christ who died, rose from the dead, blasted apart the finality of death, ascended back from where he came as the eternal Christ, is coming again. And that second coming is known by the totality, I mean of all of the satanic kingdom. All of hell knows of the second coming. All of hell knows of the great judgment. Those of you out there that have done exorcism deliverances know that the demons at times will confess in fear of the coming judgment. That's why there is a ramping up. That's why there is a fury. You can read about it in Revelation 12, because the devil knows his time is short, that there is a ramping up. The entire end game of this masqueraded angel of light spirituality that will lead to mass chaos, to the rise of a masked supernatural claiming to be God in human flesh, seducer of the world. Revelation 12 talks about how that's the ancient serpent, the dragon, that leads the whole world astray. Some of you listening right now might be being led astray. Some of you that have monitored, and because you've heard of the other podcasts, you've gathered in to listen. And I would say, by the providence of God, the Spirit of God can speak into your life. Look at Christ, the cross, what was done there, the singularity of the presence and power of God. Well, we're going to talk about that, but let me take a moment to say this. For all those coming in, this is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. Simply one human being, well, compelled by the Spirit of God. That's all I can tell you. Simply compelled by the Spirit of God, because God loves you, God knows you, and God wants you. He's come for you. And this could be a very divine appointment for you listening. For believers in Christ listening, because God might be saying, come on, take up the cross, deny self, follow Christ daily, and get empowered and serve the cause of Christ in reaching the world. There's still time. Some of the greatest revivals, some of the greatest things can occur. No diminishing in God's presence and power, except for those who have diminished in their faith. Jesus said, according to your faith, so be it unto you. Now listen, why not broaden that faith, believe God, and get into the Word of God and begin to grow like never before? Let me tell you what, on the ShatterTheDarkness.net site, we put a 31-day devotional up. 31 days ablaze. Now, we're going to be gone a few days, so we're going to be behind on that a little bit. But they're there. Give you a little shot in the arm. There's also many other things. There's this dynamic discipleship series we've been working on, and there's a Blaze for God devotionals. There's some things there that can be helpful. There's also the conference that's going on Friday night in Mansfield, October 23rd. The 24th, all day Saturday, and then I'll be speaking at the same church building on Sunday morning, the 25th. And I'll be back this next week, because we got a big, big agenda. Worked again with the publishers today, and we will be, shipping out books and getting those things out. And once they're in our hands here, then we'll put a lot more news all over the web concerning it everywhere else. But we've been in such a delay over a month. Actually, a couple of months from what I wanted, but it has been a spiritual battle. And God has granted victory and grace and mercy, and we're looking forward to what's going to happen with that. It's called The Black Awakening, The Rise of the Satanic Super Soldiers. About 600 pages altogether. And we're going to, well, there's all kinds of MP3s and materials if you're new to us. Hundreds of hours of free materials for you. So if you want to get a hold of that, that will be great. Listen, we'll be back next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, in a new series that we'll do next week. We'll post it Monday morning. Now I want to tell you that there is something crucial in the news that has sickened the heart of Americans that have heard about it tonight, and will sicken the heart of Americans over the weekend. Summer Thompson, a 7-year-old little girl, was walking home from school and went ahead of her brothers and sister. Someone nabbed her. Someone took her. She had no idea. She had no idea whatsoever. See, we do not understand the depth of evil. How one man can grab a 7-year-old baby and shred her. And then dump her in the garbage. They found her at the local dump in the garbage, her legs sticking out. And I don't know about you, but it just absolutely just shedded tears. I can understand the anger of the father down there. I can understand the people that want to get a hold of the man. Little girl never knew of the evil that lurked. And I've said before that I think the New Age spirits, the dark side, is like a sexual predator. So many times they can come unassuming and look very very vulnerable and very peaceful and very that they wouldn't harm a fly. But it's what's within them that will take a child and shred, or take a little girl in a Florida home and sexually abuse her and then bury her alive under the ground so they wouldn't catch him. Cooey then took off, thinking he can get away. And so we live in a day in which there is, well, from what I heard in the report tonight, 500,000 predators like this across America. Down there in the area where this occurred, they said in that state, 53,000. Because of the sin, because of the sin code, that propelling force within, and because there is a great moral evil that I'm telling you, and I have in that course we've designed called Sexual Decadence and the End of Man. Why did I do that course? Well, on the one sense, to bring insight and alarm. On the other, to bring the redemption, the blood of Christ, and the help that victims and others need. But we were basing some of that on 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. You've read in there about the coming Antichrist, and it's according to the work of Satan, displayed in pseudo or counterfeit signs, wonders, and miracles. Then it says this, and in every sort of evil that deceives those who are perishing. That's right. Every sort of evil. It deals with moral evil and even sexual decadence. You're going to find that there is a connection between left-hand path, dark, and seductive and deceptive spirituality and sexual perversions. You're going to find that among all the cults. You're going to find that among deep left-hand pathers. You're going to find that in Satanism with all of its sex rituals of 7-year-olds to 17-year-olds. You're going to find on the satanic calendar, you can find on the web nowadays, of all the kind of gruesome blood and human sacrifice rituals and sexual rituals. You know why? The Satanists know this. The Luciferians know this. That in the perversion of a child or others in sexual ritual, in the raising of energies and blood and pain and fear and torture and all the rest, it is their belief, whether you believe it or not, that they can raise deeper, darker, and more powerful demonic presence. And then, when they kill, absorb those powers. And this is the month of October, and this is the 23rd that you're probably hearing this, unless you're listening to archives. From this date all the way to the end, October the 30th, All Hallows Eve, and the big rituals that will occur, human sacrifice that will occur, you've got to understand unprecedented numbers of real underground Satanists, Luciferians. They know what it's all about. It goes all the way back to the Old Testament. You can read about it in 2 Kings 21, 22, Manasseh, human sacrifice. You can read about it in Ezekiel 8, where God broke in to show the prophet the detestable things going on in hidden places, supernaturally cloaked and detestable things, always including the shredding of young lives, sexually, blood sacrifices, just like the Mayans and all the rest. Well, again, as this also moves me in knowing that this has everything to do with the ramping up of the dark side and the drawing out of the sin of mankind. The entire transmutation of humanity. This is not what we're supposed to be about. We're not supposed to be about war and rape and shredding one another. But we opened a door when the liar came. God gave us a word that would have shielded us and preserved us. We could have stood upon and behind that powerful word of God. But the tempter, in his methodology, always maligns God. He's a slanderer. He's the kind of being that maligns and throws a bad light to move people away. and then offer an alternative and a promise of a spiritual evolution to deification. And when humanity bit the lie, chucked God and bit the lie, genetics changed. Sin code, death code entered humanity. It's here. It's part of our lives. It's abnormal. Something we wish wasn't here. Wasn't supposed to be here. We were supposed to rot and decay into the ground. Wasn't part of it. But the wages, Germany, the wages of sin and listening to the spiritual lies of the prince of the power of the air is the deception leads to destruction on a personal basis, in a family, in a city, in a nation, in a world. Germany learned and can look back. We can all look. But outside the presence and power and aid of Christ and the Spirit of God, the Bible predicts that millions will continue to chuck God, grab a hold of the spiritual evolutionary loop that will lead to deification that never, never has occurred and never will. Because the finite cannot evolve and become infinite. In all these thousands of years, Satan himself has not become infinite. No Hindu, no Buddhist, no New Ager, not Oprah Winfrey or Eckhart Tolle, not Alice Bailey, Helena Blavatsky, and nobody else along the lines of ufologists and all the rest. I can tell you clearly, and I cry out in proclamation by the Spirit, the uncreated, infinite Spirit of God who seeks you for Christ. Yes, the New Age spirits want you. Yes, the demons want you. Yes, the deceivers want you. But God, the Holy Spirit, calls you to come to the singularity, come to the infinite, come to redemption and transformation and indestructible immortality. Come to forgiveness and freedom from the sin code and the death code and Satan's legal rights over your life. Come to Christ. For all those tied up into the development of the New Age, and that includes the UN. That includes Barack Obama and leaders and prime ministers all over the world. As the Luciferians continue to do massive rituals everywhere, targeting those politicians and those military leaders, influencing them and moving them to globalism. What they don't know, what the real inspired by dark spirits that look like, well, they're masqueraded like angelic presence, ascended masters, powerful ancient master race, right? Just like the concepts behind the Nazis. And the deception, like in the case with little Summer Thompson, and we should all be praying for the family. And we should all be on guard. We should all pray for godly and committed righteous law enforcement to bear the sword. But we're dealing with this on this little level of a life that has been taken and a family that has been disrupted because of the reign of evil. And what we see in that case, in the pain and the devastation and the destruction, is going to be true. And it was true in Nazi Germany as it was shredded, as millions upon millions upon millions died, as they shoveled by the thousands and thousands and thousands of human lives into prepared ovens, inspired by dark presence. The science, the engineering, the technology was out of hell's kitchen. Mr. Military Science Man, warning to DARPA, warning to those who are developing the weapons, warning to those who are buying in, because what is being sold to you now will become deeper, broader, wider, and the final solution will be Armageddon. Satan's not interested in destroying humanity. He's interested in controlling. He's interested in leveling the resistors, lowering the population for control's sake, and using what he can to gather for that final day. And if you don't understand Armageddon in those terms, you haven't understood Revelation 19:19. You haven't understood Revelation 16 and the powers that are sent on the leaders that will force them, guide them onto the field. Armageddon is a supernatural war that is already begun in its developments. Everywhere there's planetary defense weapons. Everywhere there's concepts of super soldiers, DARPA. Everywhere there's been mind control, G.H. Estabrooks, Gottlieb. And maybe even the 1st Earth Battalion, which is but a sheer precursor to the hidden development of charged super soldiers and super weapons. As I've said, the Antichrist probably already exists out there. If we're only 5 years away from his apocalypse into the world, he has to be here. The false prophet has to be here. And what we see those two doing with the ancient dragon, that full umbrella presence of Satan, in Revelation 16, what we see there, and all that I know of 25 years of digging into the underground, is that they are doing rituals worldwide in big power centers. Palatine, Black Forests, all over Europe, all over England, all over Canada, United States. Bohemian Grove is one place that has been revealed. But we're going to talk about, really, in the last part of this, fourth part series, what's going to happen at the very end. Something that Luciferians, Albert Pike and Helena and Alice Bailey and Barbara Marx and David Spangler, and I can name another 30 contemporaries who are out on the radio circuits and who are out putting out books and videos and conferences. They are being guided by the same spirits, the same kind that guided the development, the demonically revealed, the spiritual data that brought about the political and political ideologies, the military engineering. It was a supernatural development that led to world war. But a precursor. But a small picture of what's to come. The deception will be bigger, broader, a pinnacle, an apex, unprecedented in all of history. The data and revelation for the development of globalism politically and militarily will be broader than Nazi Germany and wider in every way. The cause and developments in the economic disasters, environmental perplexities, and in the political arena and the saber-rattling of nations, wars and rumors of wars and all the stuff. You're going to feel, many of you, the darkness before the great chaos. And believe it or not, there's going to be New Agers and others that are going to think that a getting rid of millions upon millions of people and sovereign nations and collapsing the United States and the West and Britain and all through Europe and everything and forcing them to their knees and to the need of a political, economic, environmental, human, globalist, new agenda, change agent, Homo Satanas. He's out there operating and working and Question I'm going to ask a lot of those who are believers in Christ before we get to that last final verse is whether or not you have studied deeply and broadly Revelation 19. I wish Oprah Winfrey would have. I wish Eckhart Tolle would have. But I think the spirits that have guided him would, well, they can't reveal Scripture because they can't reveal truth. It's their nature. It's their will. Only the Spirit of God operating in redeemed individuals and speaking through the Word of God to individuals will bring truth. The Spirit of truth, the Word of truth, a Savior of truth, Haletheia, truth, pure, absolute truth, reality. The four great hallelujahs in Revelation 19. It all centers around the fact of the visible apocalypse. It's what the book of Revelation is all about. It is the apocalypse of the Jesu Christu, the revelation of Jesus Christ. By the Spirit of God, John, who saw on the Isle of Patmos all these things, by the Spirit of God and not spirits of the New Age, of the occultists, of the ancient and old temples, the Spirit of God caused the prophets to speak about the coming of Emmanuel. The Spirit of God who caused the conception in the Virgin Mary is prophesied. The Spirit of God who fell upon Jesus, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord has anointed me to preach good news, to set captives free. John, filled with the Spirit of God, saw the Spirit of God come down on him like a dove. Sinless. One reason, love of humanity. He's not asking humanity to sacrifice their lives. He came and gave his life at a cross in which Satan tried to orchestrate for his total annihilation. From beginning to end, could not beat him. Finite cannot overcome the infinite. The Lamb runs circles around the ancient dragon again and again and again. So at the resurrection, which blasts apart the finality of death and wields the power of not only the exposure of Satan and the totality of the forces of hell, but seals the final destruction. That's what Revelation 19 is all about. It involves the final destruction of the reign of evil that will lead to the great white throne judgment. It involves Christ in a visible return, destroying the Antichrist and all those who have chucked the living God and received and accepted the fallen cherub. As before, the deception being broader than ever, the destruction is broader than ever. Before we get to the destruction, take a look at the beginning. When John talks about in that day, the day of the Lord, the day, the great day of God, Almighty. Four great hallelujahs. And John hears what is like a great multitude in heaven shouting, hallelujah. Salvation and glory and power belong to our God. For true and just are his judgments. It is a release of great hallelujah to God concerning the power of salvation. Those of you listening that know that salvation, you've got but the taste. The goal is coming, indestructible immortality and seeing God face to face. The second hallelujah deals with the just judgment of evil, the just judgment of spiritual seduction and deception, the just judgment of Babylon, the pinnacle of New Age and Luciferian spirituality. There was a shouting of hallelujah at the destruction of evil, the destruction of deception, the destruction of that which enslaved the souls of men, the destruction of that which constantly brought devastation and destruction into human lives. The end of death, the end of rape, the end of war, the end of murder and slaughter. And so there's a great hallelujah. And then in verse 4, the 24 elders, the four living creatures, these powerful beings, they fell down and worshiped God. They fell down, and listen, there are those listening right now, you can't fall down and worship God because the Spirit of God is not in you. What spirits guide you? You put your hope in the mines, you put your hope in the past, you put your hope in the Maitreya, you put your hope in Planos, New Age spirits, forever tantalizing you and leading you further and further out into the deep, further and further away from the shores of direct personal relationship with God. Here they scream out, cry out in great joy, amen and hallelujah. Because the singularity, infinite singularity of God, of infinite spirituality, of a person who speaks, who came right into human flesh to conquer what was wrong on the inside, to conquer death, to conquer evil, to conquer Satan, to conquer hell. Now, Christ did all of that for you. If spirits guide you to reject Christ, let me tell you something. You are in danger of eternal loss and of hellfire. And it is your choice. Listen, the Word of God says they perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. God comes to you maybe today to grip you and to draw you to Christ. God loves you. Jesus wants to come into your life right now and give you the gift of salvation, eternal life. Right now, if you just repent, turn around, metanoia, turn back to God and receive God's message, God's Christ, God's salvation, and the Spirit of God would come into your life and the gift of eternal life, and you can know for sure. The fourth hallelujah is in verse 6. When again, a great multitude, this massive, massive old multitude, they were shouting, hallelujah, for the Lord our God Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give Him glory. This is in reference to the great catching up, this twinkling of an eye, this flash of atomic, or an atomic flash of God's power exerted. Check it out. 1 Corinthians 15. In a flash, on an atomic level, that's the Greek word. Mortality will put on immortality. Unless you don't know the living Christ, if you're one of those trying to be Jesus and try to pretend you're going to be God and out there saying you're all part of God, really? That is the doctrine, the dogma, the didache of the fallen cherub revealed thousands of years ago in Genesis chapter 3. I've said again and again in the series, there's an ultimate end game concerning what all of the New Age is about, what all of the multiple streams of spirituality, if it comes from finite fallen spirits, it cannot and will not lead you to God. Real spiritual experiences, real human enhancements, mostly not accurate, but they're real experiences. That's why some of you latch on to them. Because you believe you've gotten power. Super soldiers believe they've gotten powers. They've gotten enhancements that, in a real sense, Satan gives you powers. The dark side gives you powers and enhancements, whether you take it in direct or whether they mount you in deception. They give you human enhancements, all right. I mean, Satan promised to give all the kingdoms of the world to Jesus, Matthew chapter 4. They can give you enhancements. They can give you things to expand your mind, to expand your consciousness, to let you astral project and remote view. And they can give you communication. They can give you dreams and visions and data coming down from the Akashic records. They can do that. See, they can bring, pseudo is the Greek word in 2 Thessalonians 2, counterfeit, but real, miracles, signs, and wonders. For Christians listening right now, we haven't seen anything yet. The supernatural development of miracle signs, wonders on a counterfeit level will exceed anything we've ever seen. And thus, the deception will become stronger than ever. Where is your heart right now? Why do I speak? Why am I taking the time? Because I know that those experiences can be real, like I had when I was lost in the 60s and the early 70s, when I was kneeling down in a Buddhist temple seeking the ascended masters and enhancements and powers, when I was latching on to everything I could spiritually except for God and Christ and the Word of God, until one brave man that loved God, loved Christ, so filled with the living Christ, so filled with the power of God, bursted in to a party, drinking drugs, loud music, and proclaimed Christ in power to everybody there. He literally cleaned out the house. When he encountered me, I ran, but I heard what he said. And I felt and sensed a power and a presence that I knew was different from all of the spirituality I was in. Like the medium, the famous medium that would walk past Martin Lloyd Jones's church there in London, England. And she finally came in. She gave her heart to Christ. She gave everything to Christ. And the pastor finally asked her, "You were once a medium. You were dabbling and dealing with the powers." She said, "Yes, I knew the powers very, very well." He said, "Well, why did you come in here and why did you come to Christ?" She said, "Every time I passed by, I felt a power that I didn't know. I felt a presence that I didn't know. I knew a lot, but I didn't know this. When I came in here, it was a clean power. And when I came to Christ, I found out it was the living Savior himself." The Spirit of God is a clean power, the Holy Spirit of God calling you, beckoning you, get out of the darkness, get out of the deception, get out of the self-serving, self-exalting, lying work. You're in a Judas project. And on that individual basis, as Satan operated in him and on him to betray the Son of God. The goal was to kill Christ that time. But the one who died so sadly was Judas. Akaldama. 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 All the chosen ones and all the Luciferians and all those committed to that side. All those super soldiers that by God's providence hears this. Akaldama. Oh, it's there in the second chapter of the book of Acts. It is the field of blood. It is the field of blood where Judas was hanged and cut down or fell down, whatever. He struck the rocks and his intestines went everywhere. It was gruesome. Horrific. Satan has no crowns for his servants. Satan has no thrones for his servants to sit on in the future. Satan has no virgins on the other side. The finite cannot produce the answer to sin, the answer to death, the answer to hell. The only thing he's interested in is killing God, killing Christ. If you're not a believer and you're a politician and you are a military man or woman, maybe a weapons development individual, maybe a Psy warrior, And you don't believe the scriptures, but yet you're here. You're listening. And now you know that the finger of God is pointing at your heart. It's empty. It's without God. Christ is on the outside. God is on the outside. You see, Jesus wept over all of Jerusalem. How oft, he said, I would have gathered you up. The infinite singularity of immeasurable knowledge and power and presence is the most personal, the most relational, face to face. I know God. I have walked with God for over 35 years. I know the old powers and the confusion and the uncertainty and the still emptiness of heart. But once Christ came in, everything changed. To this day, the Spirit of God dwells within. To this day, my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. To this day, God knows me by name. To this day, He is God, my friend, infinite. What a joy. What an absolute joy. And what I feel and what I know sometimes is so overwhelming I can't even speak. But what's to come for the believer, any human being, Russian, Chinese, Swahili, wherever you are, there in the Vatican, wherever you're at right now, in Scotland, in London, and there in Ireland, there in Norway, and over there in the Philippines, and down in Pretoria, South Africa. Wherever it may be, Christ died for the sum total of the world. The same prophetic scripture I'm talking about talks about in the end that people will come from every tribe, language, nation, and people. The gospel will get to every single nation, every people group. That's why when you read Revelation 19, you see multitudes, almost uncountable, that have been redeemed. Those of you who are saved, you can praise God and give the four great hallelujahs. You can give a fifth and a sixth and a seventh out of your own heart in gratitude to God. Because in the day of the great day of God Almighty, that's what Revelation 19 is all about. You see, one of the Luciferian leaders who has split the minds of many and created many chosen ones sent me a note through one of those super soldiers. In the note, he was talking about how he couldn't wait to the day of Armageddon where he is going to sick on me, the programmed, demonized, charged super soldier, to devastate me on that day. What that Luciferian doesn't know, and what most Luciferians have no clue of, and what most all Satanists have never read, and what many, if not all, of the chosen ones, satanically chosen ones, have never been allowed to know, was that all those who come to believe in Christ prior to that day and that hour will be gone. They will have been glorified. I don't know the day or the hour. It's written about in 1 Thessalonians 4, the dead in Christ shall rise. In the descent of the Son of God, the dead in Christ shall rise. We who are alive shall be harpezo, caught up. A great glorification occurs. The ultimate goal of all who have believed and turned back and loved God will be there, right behind the living Christ as He descends out of the heavenlies to the earth. If you've never read Revelation 19:11, then maybe it's a good time to start. God says, I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse, Victory, whose rider is called Faithful and True. He died for you. He's not asking you to die for Him. With justice he judges and makes war. His eyes are like blazing fire, and on his head are many crowns. He has a name written on him that no one knows but he himself. He is dressed in a robe dipped in blood. Quite different than the blood flag of the Nazis. And his name is the Word of God. Stop for a second. Hold yourself there. Go back to the Gospel of John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The Word became flesh. Same one. The same one. The visible reappearing of Emmanuel out of the heavenlies. I'm in verse 14. If you're a believer in Christ, you are in verse 14. You're not on the earth. At that moment in future history, you're not on the earth. You're in the heavenlies. You're coming down behind the King of Kings. Behind your God, behind your friend, behind this King of Heaven. In verse 14, it says this, "And the armies of heaven were following him, riding on white victory horses." That's the idea. "And dressed in fine linen, white and clean, redemption, clothes of redemption, washed in the blood of the Lamb." Verse 15, "Out of his mouth comes a sharp sword with which to strike down" who? Barack Obama, listen. Prime Minister of England, Sarkozy, King Juan Carlos, Queen Beatrix, all of you should listen. To strike down the nations. These are the nations that have sold out to globalism, sold out to the coming world leader, sold out to the spirit behind the New Age, sold out to the Luciferian dogma. These are the nations in fulfillment of Psalm chapter 2 at this point in history, given 3,000 years ago. Read about it. The kings of the earth, the nations, the peoples conspire. They rage. They take their stand. Isn't that what it says? From 3,000 years ago, God spoke in advance to today and to the next number of years we have left. To the kings. To the nations. To the peoples. To you. Sell your soul to the devil, you go down in flames. There's no question that it seems from biblical revelation Satan believes he can do it. He tried it in the heavenlies and he was thrown out. He tried it when Christ came the first time, Revelation 12, and he failed. And here now is the third attempt to annihilate God, to stop God, to stop the fulfillment of prophecy, to stop the coming of the Prince of Peace, to stop the great millennium coming. Well, the Lamb lays down the lion, and there is no more war. All of you who do not want war, do not want rape, do not want disease, do not want economic lies, do not want environmental destruction, it's all in the hands of the Prince of Peace. You're going to find out. Satan will try to tell you it's in the hands of man, and finite power cannot lead you to this answer. Infinite presence, personal presence, the love of God, omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent. Oh, he will put it into all this war stuff. As he returns, he treads the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God Almighty. Listen, and his robe is, and on his thigh he has written, what does he have there? The name. King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Prophetically, Luciferians need to understand, politicians need to understand, political leaders need to understand, those given into the light level now, but deep level later, globalism, Luciferianism. The prophetic figure is, "I saw an angel standing in the sun who cried out in a loud voice to all the birds flying in midair, come gather together for the great supper of God, so that you may eat the flesh of kings and generals and mighty men of horses and their riders, and the flesh of all people, free and slaves, small and great. He's referring to those who have, well, who have in their hearts crucify Christ, who have in their hearts receive the Antichrist. The mark is on them. The worship of the image is there. They have sold out, sold their souls. Oh, they'll gather, verse 19, I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war. Not against each other, but against the rider, against Christ. Here's where their spiritual, supernatural, and technological powers will be aimed up into the sky. The cheer of crucify him, is that what we'll hear? But all of you, and here's the sadness of the globalists in the UN, and for those meeting in Copenhagen on December the 7th on concerning the push for global governing, the Spirit guiding you, for those who are pushing it, they've been either in direct or indirect empowerment from the same one who's dwelling in the beast, gathering the masses, kings, nations, and peoples, to take their stand against God and against Messiah, as God said they would 3,000 years ago. And Luciferians, and I don't think that Alice Baylor, Helena, or so many of them, or New Age leaders and writers, or even Albert Pike, and all the rest of them did not understand verse 20. When we see the absolute destruction and the end of the reign of the pinnacle of the unprecedented reign of satanic manifestation and radical evil, all going down the drain. All those left on the ground are those who have, look at verse 20. They've received the mark. They've worshipped the image. That's why I want to warn soldiers now, military weapons developers, and the scientists and the engineers now. The false prophet is probably alive right out there with the Antichrist somewhere. Here's the infallible, irrevocable prophetic revelation. The two of them were thrown alive into the lake of burning sulfur. Oh, it's the end, my friend. It's absolutely the end. The end of fallen humanity and the beginning of redemption. Take a read, my friends. Listen, come to the living Christ, even now. Receive him as Savior and Lord. Write to me. This is Russ Dizdar. ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web.